right, well, here to help us and provide his insights on what might be going on all around the world, but especially in one place in particular, up in Windsor, is my next guest. He's a Toronto-based artist, a filmmaker who has turned to the internet to raise funding for his upcoming documentary entitled Zug Island, The Story of the Windsor Hum. His name is Adam Makarenko. Adam, thanks for joining me on Follow the Money Weekly Radio.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to join you.
Now, Adam, explain to us what is going on. Now, you're up in Windsor. First of all, tell us where that's at and tell us why you're there.
Well, Windsor, Ontario is located just across from Detroit, Michigan. And I'm up there because there's a hum coming from an island called Zug Island. So basically, Windsor, Ontario is right across from Detroit, Michigan, and there's a river going through called the Rouge River that separates both countries, basically, Canada and the U.S. And I went up there because there was a hum coming from the U.S. side from a place called Zug Island, and this hum started about 2 years ago. And I caught wind of it about a year ago on the internet. I was listening to something on YouTube and I heard about it and it really piqued my interest. So I went down there and I started investigating it, and it's been intriguing ever since.
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from a small northern community in Ontario, the province of Ontario, which is basically just above Minnesota, if you could put the geography in that way.
Mm-hmm. So you traveled down to Windsor, and because you saw on the internet about this hum that was kind of, and a lot of this stuff is going on around the world. Do you think that this is similar to what other claims are occurring around the world, or do you think this is an isolated incident and a very different kind of incident?
I don't think any of the hums are all that different from each other. There are different nuances to each hum in each part of the world. There's the Taos hum, now there's the Windsor hum, there's a Bristol hum in England, and there's probably a lot more that I don't even know about, but these could be created from natural phenomena. They could be coming from industry with new processes. And, you know, a lot of people have heard about the windmills that are creating these sounds. But no one really knows the true, like, adverse effects of these hums over long periods of time, since it's a relatively new phenomena.
I want to play a little clip from your trailer for the film where you're actually interviewing some local residents. Let's roll that tape.
We moved out from the county, and we moved here, and I thought, oh, this is a nice, quiet neighborhood, and it was in the beginning.
Zug Island is to the west of Windsor. It is on the American side.
Why it's under Homeland Security, I don't know. I think there's only two ways to get on the island, and they're both heavily guarded. We can't get on there. We know we can't. There's all people that live there can't get on the island.
It's a very dangerous place to be. And there have been many, many accidents.
The first time I heard it, I was out back. I heard the rumble and I thought, beautiful outside. Skies were clear. I thought, well, there must be a storm over the lake.
I started really first noticing the sound about 2 years ago.
It feels like it's going right through your chest.
And you get that sick feeling in your stomach.
You wake up and you're wondering, did I just have one of those dreams? Because you're feeling this boom, boom, boom.
And it sounds like a furnace to me that doesn't stop running.
We're kind of on the cusp of the city here, and it's a fantastic area without that hum.
People say, well, how do you like LaSalle? And I said, don't move here.
You know, you like to think that in your home, you're in your own castle.
We hope to stay here. This was our retirement home.
There just seems to be a lot more secrecy that happens across the river.
I wish we had some answers.
All right, so Adam, you've had a chance to obviously interview some of the residents living in the Windsor area and around Detroit. What is the common theme or common thread that you're seeing amongst all of these people? They're all certainly upset that their housing values are probably dropping. I know even some of the reports I saw, people are considering leaving the area because this hum is that serious. It's really driving people berserk.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I talked to one of the local counselors just recently in Windsor, and he had a neighbor move away because the hum was bothering him that much. But it's such a strange phenomenon because you can live in one house and be totally affected by it and susceptible to it. But the house next door, your neighbor, they don't hear it and it doesn't even bother them. So it's really strange in that sense, too, that these hums, certain people can tune into them and others can't. So a lot of people just dismiss this and think, well, I don't hear it, so it can't be there. But it is actually there, and it is affecting percentage of the population to a great degree, where people are actually lying in bed at night and they're feeling this pulsing going through their body and beds vibrating.
Their beds are vibrating and they feel pulses going through their body?
Yes. That's definitely, that's coming across the river.
Now, whenever you went down from Ontario down to Windsor, when you first went in, you'd seen the video online, you went down to see, to kind of check out the place and kind of do some recon on it before you brought your team down to actually do a documentary. What did you sense? Did you hear it? Did you feel it?
Well, the only time I actually heard it when I was on the U.S. side, right beside Zug Island in a place called Delray Park. So I really wanted to know what was going on. So one of the things I had to do was head over to the U.S. side and kind of explore the shores or the area around Zug Island. And that area is called Delray, and it's completely abandoned and there's nothing there. So it's kind of an interesting place. But I was standing on a place where people go fishing. It's called Delray Park, which is pretty close beside Zug Island. I had already been down to Windsor and Detroit a few times, and I'd never heard this hum. And so I was starting to think, like, I don't even hear this thing. But then when I was standing there one afternoon, I finally felt it and kind of heard it. The frequency is so low that it's almost like you feel it more than you hear it. So I started to understand right at that moment. I was like, wow, once you feel that, you know, it's nothing else like it.
That's very bizarre. And I would imagine that many people there are concerned about possible health risks with this. Has there been any kind of investigation as to if this is unhealthy for the residents?
I think I've talked to a few scientists, and there's not been any definitive studies done on this sort of phenomena. Because I mean, I think it is more of a new thing worldwide. But it definitely affects people, the biorhythms and the natural frequencies in your body. So there's going to be studies done on that in time, and people are going to find out that, no, it's not really good for you.
I saw the University of Windsor had received about $60,000 in federal funding to investigate the source of the mysterious noises over the, I guess they have like 10 months to do it. The research is being headed up by a mechanical engineering professor named Peter Brown. Are you collaborating with Brown and his team?
No, I was advised not to interrupt their study until they're done, which is probably 10 months from now. So I'm not going to know anything of really what they're doing. They might do an interview with me, but so far I think I need to just let them do their thing. But I'm going to be setting up some of my own test equipment, hopefully, as well. Yeah, these studies that are being done, there was one study that was done over a year ago before the study that's happening right now. And the Canadian government sent down three seismologists to the area, and they did a few months. They studied it, and they actually triangulated and pinpointed that the sound was coming from Zug Island. So I had thought, well, they figured it out. They know where it's coming from. But for some reason, that is not acceptable anymore, and now they're using new testing equipment, different testing equipment, and they're actually retesting to see where the sound is coming from. I find that really bizarre, where they've already done the test, they know it's coming from a certain area, but now they're going back and they're testing it again for some reason.
When do you plan on releasing this film?
The release date is not set because I still, you know, we need to raise the funds to actually get all the groundwork done.
It's expensive to put a film together like that, isn't it?
It's extremely expensive to put a film together.
Yeah.
We're doing it the bare bones. Like I'm doing, like I'm a one-man operation. I have my producer and myself, and then that's it. So we're doing the best we can because I really believe in the story. So, you know, no one's making any money off this. We just need to raise some money so that we can actually be on the ground, do work there, rent camera equipment, hire some crew every once in a while if I have to be in some of the scenes.
So, okay, so you've described this upcoming film on the pitch sheet that I saw as a real-life X-File, an investigative documentary jam-packed with stakeouts, surveillance, mixed with a series of interviews from residents and scientific experts. What do you think that you're going to find? What do you think is the source of this sound?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know what the source of the sound is, and that's why I want to do all the investigation, and I want to look into it and try to, I don't want to speculate exactly what it is, but it could be, you know, an industrial sound that's happening. But the island's been up and running, and the steel mill's been there for at least for over 40 years, but the sound's only been happening in the last 2 years. And like I said in my pitch, that's the thing that really piques my interest. Like, all of a sudden, you have this strange sound coming from a place that was already industrial. So what has happened that's changed so much? So, you know, and I've talked to a worker on the island. He said they've never done it or built anything new there. So it's not like some new facility. So it's just strange. Like, it could be coming from the ground. It could be from the salt mines. So there's a lot of theories. And one of the things is I'm kind of helping out the residents of the town. So the thing they're worried about the most is the integrity of, they don't want to be written off as like, hey, this is like some strange phenomena. Okay, whatever. And then, you know, the government ignores them. They want to keep the integrity up with the project. So I want to kind of follow the, you know, the lead with them on that kind of angle of it. But whatever comes out of it, we'll find the truth.
Is Homeland Security guarding the island?
Well, Homeland Security is definitely 100% around that island. And now the reason for that is probably has to do with all the gas lines coming into that coke facility. So what they do on the island is actually take the raw iron pellets and mix it in with gases and other things to create the steel. So on a molten level, basically. So I think, you know, after everything on that border and everything on every border kind of heightened. So it could have something to do with that as well.
Got it. Okay, why don't you describe, because we're running out of time, I want you to describe what crowdfunding is, because many of our audience are small business owners, and they hear that, you know, you just up and took off from town, and you went down to Windsor, and you're doing this documentary, and you're raising money online. I think it's a really neat story. How did you do that, and how does that all that work? What is crowdfunding?
So basically, crowdfunding, what it does is it allows you a platform where you can put your project, pitch your project, tell them what you want to do, where the money's going to go, and then hope for the best with people that you know in your networks or people that you don't know that are going to fund the project for you. Because the traditional way is to go through a broadcaster or other types of funding platforms. But the problem nowadays is that that money's not there anymore.
Mm. Hey, have you done this before? Have you crowdfunded before?
I've never crowdfunded, but I did a lot of research before I went on. And I actually... Kickstarter's great. Indiegogo's pretty good, too. So,
yeah, is it Kickstarter.com? And
yeah, that's one of them, but I'm on Indiegogo.
Indiegogo.com. Okay, Indiegogo.com. All right, so if people are listening to this and say, you know, this is kind of interesting to me, I'd like to help this guy throw in $100 or something, or throw in $10. Explain what they get if they do, and explain how they can do that.
Right, yeah. So there's all kinds of reward systems. So when you donate, there's some incentive we give back. We're doing some t-shirts. We're doing some one-of-a-kind books that we're going to make from production stills and the miniatures that I'm going to make for the film as well. So there's something to give back for the money that's going in. And then, of course, everybody that donates is going to get a credit for sure. And they're going to get updates, and they're going to be able to follow the progress of the film, which is probably going to be pretty exciting because it's quite a mystery.
It really is. How can people donate to you? Where do they go online?
They can donate by going to... the Indiegogo.com and basically searching out Zug Island. So if they do that, that'll take them straight to it. No one else is doing a Zug Island.
Right.
There's one more thing I just wanted to plug in there, because the difference with this documentary for me is that, you know, you see this is a standard documentary in the sense of investigative journalism and interviews and stuff like that. But it's also, I'm using miniature sets and dioramas that I'm known for. I'm using these to actually help illustrate parts of the story.
Yes.
Just as somebody would use like computer graphics in a documentary, but instead I'm going to do real 3D, handmade 3D.
Yeah, so instead of the regular, is it CGI effects that they use? I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, instead of using those, you're actually building miniature sets and then filming those sets and then making them appear lifelike. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
That's amazing.
So it's just a different way of kind of trying to tell the story, but it's a way that I know how to do it.
Yeah, I was looking at some of your work online. It's pretty neat stuff. All right, Adam Makarenko joining us on Follow the Money Radio. If you want to learn more about him and his work, you can go to Indiegogo.com, type in Zug Island, and it'll give you plenty of detail about how you can invest in the film, how you can help spread the message about this. Good stuff, Adam. I want to have you back once the documentary's all completed and you can give us a report of your findings.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.